A moment of peaceful contemplation. That's what some Seattle area churches and community groups are trying to offer on the eve of this election. They say people are feeling anxious after a year of harsh political rhetoric. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
On the last day before the election, campaigns are holding get-out-the-vote rallies, but people are also gathering to try and overcome the divisions of a long election year. Steve Thompson is the dean of St. Mark's Cathedral on Capitol Hill in Seattle. He says the church hasn't traditionally held prayer vigils focused on elections, but his parishioners seem to need it.
This is the first time in recent memory, because this is just a really unusual time in our nation.
The church originally planned a small traditional service in their chapel, but now they're expanding it to an interfaith service and inviting religious and civic leaders.
Because this cathedral has, since it was built 90 years ago, has served that purpose for the city of Seattle, we're once again opening our doors and inviting folks to be a part of that.
The focus will be on prayers for healing for the country, not for specific outcomes at the ballot box. Churches in Edmonds and Columbia City are holding special services, and there's a secular candlelight vigil planned Monday for Westlake Park. Organizer Dave Gamreth says his group formed after a hateful letter was left on a biracial family's house in the Delridge neighborhood this summer.
Really, really nasty stuff and really threatening. And the whole neighborhood was up in arms about this and rallied and wanted to do something. And from that, we organized and formed a new group called Hate Free Delridge.
Gamreth says the message of the vigil is to ask people across the political spectrum to work for a peaceful transition. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.
The prayer service at St. Mark's Cathedral will take place at 7 p.m. tonight, and the candlelight vigil at Westlake Park starts at 5 p.m.